News Talk 1620.
Rio Brazos Audubon Society invites the public to their free monthly program titled How to Use eBird, Wednesday at 6:30 at the Brazos Center. The Real Men's Conference, Sons of the Father, is April 6th and 7th at SOS Ministries. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit realmensconf.com. QuickBooks is installed and running, but what seems simple is much more complicated. For help with your QuickBooks, contact Ed Slavacek, CPA. At quickhelpbcs.com.
High pressure stays in control. The pattern through tomorrow. We'll have sunshine today. Temperatures, they'll warm up to about 65 to 70 later this afternoon. Tonight, we look to be clear to partly cloudy. We should be down to about 45 to 50 overnight. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly sunny, and we turn milder, highs near 75. Clouds increase tomorrow night. There may even be a few showers, 60 to 65. Scattered showers along with the chance of a thunderstorm Friday, warm 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Love, courage, truth. Glenn Beck.
The mechanical voice with the ironically American accent has gone silent today. This morning, the most famous theoretical scientist and physicist in the world has passed away, Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is an icon and in many ways an inspiration to me. In many other ways, not so much. He was studying physics at Cambridge. He took his education so... It's such a meaningless bother that most of his papers were written the night before they were due, and he would throw away his extra draft and his notes, and his roommate pulled them out of the garbage to save them because he said they were miraculous. Stephen, what are you doing? He said, that's just garbage. He was a partier at college until he fell down the stairs. While at Cambridge, he had been tripping an awful lot, and one day he fell down the stairs, and as he was laying at the bottom of the stairs, he thought, something is wrong. He was diagnosed with ALS, which at the time, I believe, was called Lou Gehrig's disease. He was 22 years old. He was told that he would have no more than a couple of years to live. What ALS does is it just paralyzes the body slowly. He began to move, lose all of his motor skills. He was eventually confined to a wheelchair, and he fell into a deep depression. Thankfully, a professor in his life encouraged him not to let his disease define him. With newfound confidence, he dove back into his work in science and physics. He was able to see the world and see these physics equations in three dimensions in his imagination. Stephen Hawking is the prime example that all life is precious and has meaning. He is also a reminder about how great a time we live. If he would have lived 50 years ago, he would have spent his entire life with people talking to him like this. And how are we feeling today, Mr. Hawking? Would you like me to open up the window? Talking down to him like he was an imbecile. And in his head, trapped. Three-dimensional maps of space and black holes. Now, we know how Margaret Sanger and George Bernard Shaw would view Stephen Hawking. His life didn't have any meaning. His life wasn't worth anything. He had no quality of life. They would have said he was disabled and therefore a burden on society. They would have said, you know, before he goes through all of this pain, before he has to suffer, before he has to put his family through all of this, the doctors believe he has no quality of life and no future, and we should put him down. Isn't it amazing how that struggle is what made Stephen Hawking? Without ALS, he himself said, I don't know who I would have been. He didn't take his studies seriously until he knew he was running out of time. Until he knew, I've been given a gift of life and intelligence, and I've been wasting it. And he began to apply himself. The world is a better place because of Stephen Hawking, because he chose to live his life to the fullest despite his crippling disease. He leaves behind now a loving wife, 3 children, and a legacy unmatched by many, most, and perhaps only eclipsed by Einstein. Agree with him or not, Hawking challenged everything we know. He challenged every perception of the universe. What I like about Stephen Hawking is he said, I believe this is true. And later would come out and be the first to say, I was wrong. He challenged even the things that he fought so hard because he believed they were true. He fought everyone and said, no, prove that it's wrong. I'm telling you, this theory is right. And when somebody, or even him, proved that it was otherwise, he led the charge to say, we don't have that. We don't have that right. The most important thing that Stephen Hawking gave to the world is that no one can define your life by what you look like or what your abilities are. No one can define your life except you. You are the master of your own world and works.
It's Wednesday, March 14th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Really kind of, in some ways, bummed. Stephen Hawking, in some ways, played a big role in my coming of age, if you will, the beginning of my search. He was one of the first people that I started to read when I questioned with boldness even the very existence of God. He and Carl Sagan. And he is, in many ways, a true inspiration of what can be done if you just say, no, I'm not going to let it beat me. Living life all the way to the end. So in some ways, it's a very sad day. In some ways, it's not. He was, if you had seen pictures of him recently, he was sliding downhill quickly. Man, you want to talk about a guy who fought and fought and fought and fought. This is the 1950s? Late 50s, early 60s? And I every time I think of Stephen Hawking, I think of, thank God for the voice box. Thank God for that device. Think of the torture that would have been for him. I remember my grandfather on my father's side. I was not close to him. And he scared the hell out of me. And he scared me for a couple of reasons. But the main reason was he had had a stroke. And he was right side paralyzed. And so the first time he had a stroke, he would talk kind of like this. And he would get confused in his language. And I remember being very small, and I remember sitting on the carpet in his living room and looking up at him, and he was trying to tell me something, and he couldn't form any of the words. This was after a second stroke. He couldn't form any of the words, and his eyes welled up, and tears started running down his cheeks, and I probably was 6, and I remember thinking, he's trapped in there. I somehow or another, I could tell that he knew what he wanted to say. He couldn't make his body work. And ever since that day, that's been one of my biggest fears, is being trapped with your mind well and your body trapped, and you can't let anyone know I'm in here. And if it wasn't for technology, that's where Stephen Hawking would have been. Imagine that mind trapped. How many minds before have been trapped like that? How many minds today? How many people that we dismiss because of their communication abilities do we dismiss because they can't communicate it? My daughter has a really hard time with communication. She has she has cerebral palsy. She had strokes at birth, and it's her nemesis. She can't communicate. She has a hard time choosing the right words and putting it together. And she's, you know, she always feels like she's just, no, I don't have it right. I don't have it right. This isn't, I don't know how to say it. So frustrating. So frustrating.
I mean, you think about now where we are, because it's not about just people who can't communicate. Now we're talking about people who can communicate. Can communicate well. People with Down syndrome, for example, that we've talked about this week, that can communicate fine. You know, they might not have every single thing going for them the exact same way. Some of their features are better, as we've discussed. They certainly seem happier than a lot of people. But these are people who can actually communicate, can talk back to you, can smile, can have fun, can laugh. And we're celebrating their elimination.
We have a guest on next hour, Nick Vujicic. We've had him on before, about 4 years ago. He's written a new book called Be the Hands and Feet. The ironic part about that is he has no hands and feet. He was born, I believe he was a thalidomide baby, I'm not sure. So he was born and he has kind of very small hands, but they're right at the shoulders, and feet right at the hips. And so he can't use them. And it's fascinating to watch him. I saw him give a speech where he kind of rolled out on stage, and he inchwormed his way over to the center of the stage and said, "So I don't have any hands and feet. What's your problem?" And you're kind of like, "Wow, wow! I don't think I have any. I don't think I have any at all."
The remote's way over there. That's my big one.
Yeah, yeah. I know that statue is really oppressing me right now, Nick. It's really, man. And how many people today? If you were within the sound of my voice, I want you to hear something, and I want you to just ponder this. You may be your biggest obstacle. You may be your biggest obstacle. You don't know how many people are actually rooting for you. You don't know how many people are praying for you. You don't know how many people think, "Oh, I wish he would just see who he really is." Because most of us miss who we really are. We get bogged down in our problems, and the truly great people figure that out and go, "Crap, it's me. It's not the rest of the world. It's actually me. Huh. I never saw that one coming. I thought I was a pretty great guy. I'm causing a lot of my problems." Is today the day that you've been given a second chance? Is today the day that you're supposed to say, "You know what? I don't care anymore. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care really what happens, because it can't get worse than this. I know who I am." I remember the day that I decided not to repeat my mother's ending of her life. My mother was an alcoholic and addicted to prescription drugs. died when I was 15 years old. And I remember the day I realized I'm going to repeat my mom's life. And then I chose not to. And I was laying on the floor and I got up. And I went to bed. And I wish I could say that the next day was better, but I don't think it was. But I don't remember the next day. And I don't remember what I did. I remember it in broad strokes. And I remember that it was hard. But that all becomes a blur. I remember the good things that happened. I remember the struggle. But I remember conquering it slowly. I remember figuring it out slowly. It's so bizarre that if you're a woman, you can understand this, that the greatest pain you may ever feel is having a baby. You're usually screaming at your husband, "Never touch me again." I mean, if he didn't get the epidural. But the minute you have the child, you're ready to have another one. I mean, maybe not ready to have another one right then, but you forget it immediately. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You just have to get up off the floor and say, what is it that's holding me back besides me? Because no statue in the town square is doing that. ALS ain't doing that because it didn't hold him back. What is holding me back? Grab onto life because, man, it is so worth it. Not surviving, living. All right. Imagine taking your car on a 100-day test drive. Imagine moving into a new house for 100 days. I mean, it would still have the showroom stuff in it. You know, it'd still all be staged. You wouldn't have to move all your furniture and unpack all the boxes. But imagine living in a house or anything that you know you can't take for 100 days. Spending a third of the year someplace and going, no, that's not right. Well, you've never been able to do that with a mattress, but Casper is doing it because they know you're going to love it. But if you don't, no big deal. You're not out a single dime, and you're not out you don't have any hassle because they come and pick it up. But 100 nights, night after night, for you to sleep on a Casper mattress. Now, they do this because, I mean, you're not going to be able to tell. If you've ever purchased a mattress in a store and you really try, I'm going to really lay down for, 10 minutes in my clothes with my shoes on, and I'm really going to think, am I comfortable in this? You can't tell until you're sleeping in it. And you can't even tell if you sleep one night, but it usually takes about a week before you're like, okay, this one works. Casper knows that. Now, Casper has built a mattress with a combination of foams that provide the right pressure relief for alignment and perfectly balanced. It's comfortable. It ships right to your door for free. And if you don't love it, they come and pick it up. Full refund. Nothing to lose. Check it out for 100 nights or go to the mattress store and sleep on something for 20 minutes. No, actually not sleep on it. Just feel uncomfortable like everybody's staring at you for about 10 minutes. Casper.com. It's the new way to buy the greatest mattress you'll ever sleep on. It is Casper.com. Use the promo code Beck. You're going to save $50 on select mattresses. That's promo code Beck at Casper.com. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck, Mercury.
In an article entitled "Economic Conditions Signal Recession Risk," the Wall Street Journal reported that if you drew up a list of preconditions for a recession, low unemployment, soaring assets, tightening of the central banks, and a pervasive sense of calm, it would look exactly like it looks today. That's why a senior portfolio manager recently stated that owning even a small amount of gold is the financial asset analog of fire insurance on your home. If owning gold is fire insurance for investors, are you insured? Diversify your portfolio and protect what you've worked so hard for by owning gold. I have. And the only company that I use to buy gold is Goldline. They've been helping people buy physical gold for 57 years, and they're rated A+ by the BBB. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases so you can buy with confidence. It's 1-866-GOLDLINE. Read their important risk information and find out if it's right for you at goldline.com.
This is 1620 WTAW.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How would you like $50 to try an app that could change your life? For a limited time, when you download the Tackle app for free, you'll get $50 off your first job. Tackle gives you access to background-checked providers ready to make your life better. Have your house cleaned, yard mowed, junk hauled away, handyman or honeydew repairs done, furniture put together, or hang a TV. Really, whatever small jobs or chores you need taken care of, Tackle can do. Need it done now? Most jobs can be finished in an hour or two. Ready for someone to help make your life easier? There are hundreds of pre-priced chores you can tackle today. This is a limited time offer, so don't miss out. If you need a small job or chore done, then download the free Tackle app now. Get $50 off your first job. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your to-do list done. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L.
Aggie Sports and Local News, the only station with both, 1620 WTAW.
Glenn Beck.
All right. So Google and Elon Musk and everybody, they have a new partner. There's somebody lobbying now for the self-driving cars, for those laws to get passed so we can get these self-driving cars on the road.
Someone really encouraged by this new technology.
Yeah.
And I think it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The liquor industry. The liquor industry is now fully on board with self-driving cars.
Of course they are.
Now, of course, their interest is for the betterment of humanity.
Of course, it's safer.
It's safer. And first of all, no more drunk driving deaths.
No. And you can drink their product while in the car.
You could drink their product while in the car. Mm-hmm. It's going to save a lot of lives.
Well...
Now, it might end some other ones because people are more willing to drink more.
Right.
They think that it's going to boost alcohol sales by as much as $250 billion.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, I am an alcoholic, so you may have to temper this a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But after a long day's work, you wouldn't mind popping a beer or six?
Oh, believe
me. I'm just saying.
After a long day's work?
Yeah. Going to work.
In the middle of the day. No, it's interesting because we kind of have a real-world experiment. This company, I think, in some ways has had a real-world experiment in this.
We have?
Yes, because we currently do the show in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to do the show in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in Manhattan, it's basically you're in a world of self-driving cars. No one has a car.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're taking a cab everywhere. You're taking a subway everywhere. You're going home on the train.
Yes.
Okay. So it's much easier to drink. And I drank a lot more in New York than I drink here.
It may not be the self-driving car. It may be New York itself that encourages you to drink.
Glenn Beck. Mercury.
They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine, but it's still going to be coming for Rush. Stay alert, stay tuned. Rush at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks opened higher. A weaker than expected report on retail sales calmed concerns about the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. Americans were not buying as much last month. Retail sales declined 0.1%. Broadcom is withdrawing its bid to buy Qualcomm. President Trump blocked the deal, citing national security concerns. Broadcom says it still plans to move its headquarters to the U.S. Walmart shares opened higher. It's taking on Amazon Fresh and will offer grocery delivery in 100 cities by the end of the year. Express shares opened up nearly 6%. Its quarter was better than expected. Online sales at the fashion company increased 20%. And Toys R Us is preparing a liquidation plan. USA Today says there could be a last-minute buyer for the chain, but it's unlikely. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today, so it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and Council.
Anywhere you can check your email, you can listen to us on RadioAggieland.com, 1620 WTAW.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
This afternoon, I didn't plan to stay at my friend's house too long. And I didn't plan to sit down, talk, and have a drink with her. I didn't plan to have a few more drinks, and I didn't plan a sober ride back home.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Hmm, cool. I didn't know that.
Yep, but the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Tickets are now on sale for the 20th Annual Chamber of Commerce Crawfish Boil, Friday, March 16th from 6 to 8:30 at the Brazos County Expo. Profits benefit 4-H and FFA students at the Brazos County Youth Livestock Show. Go online to bcschamber.org. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life," John 11:25. This Easter message is brought to you by Circle X Country Store, located at 1415 OSR in Bryan. Come check out Circle X Country Store.
Abundant sunshine through the balance of the day. The sun is getting fairly strong this time of year. It's going to warm temperatures up a bit. They'll get to 65 to 70 degrees. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little bit warmer. Should reach 75 tomorrow. Clouds, a few showers tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Scattered showers Friday and the chance of a thunderstorm. Highs Friday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I'd really be interested to hear from you if your child has come home and said, Mom and Dad, there's a big walkout and I want to participate. How you handled that? Or if you got a note from any of the schools, regarding today's walkout. There are thousands of kids. Now think of this. Think of the feat. There are thousands of kids who have just got out of those hallowed halls of learning.
Oh my gosh.
And walked out in the middle and said, I am not going to take this, I don't take this precious gift of education lightly, but today, yes, I must remove myself from this class for something more important.
It's incredible they can get kids
to do
that.
It's brave.
It's incredible.
It's brave.
Now look, if you're at Parkland High School, yes, you are in the middle of that situation enough that, this is all you're thinking about all the time, right? If you're in North Dakota walking out of school today, I mean,
sit down.
Let's be honest about it. I walked out of school several times back in the day, Glenn. Important protests, such as. Oh my gosh!
Give me one. Just give me the one that jumps off the top.
Priority. What's the scale you want to go with?
The biggest one or the one you remember?
The one I remember the most.
Yeah.
I guess there's so many that I wouldn't want to downplay one of the other ones that I'm not mentioning.
You did walk out though of school
many times. I walked out and kept walking until I got to McDonald's.
Really?
Which is a surprise to the audience. I'm sure. Oh, no, I care deeply about the cause.
Right.
Whatever it was. It didn't matter which one of the events I'm talking about, Glenn.
So am I the only one? Maybe it's just my age. Am I the only one that my parents would have said, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah, but see, everybody went. So it was easy because you had strength in numbers. And I can tell you, legitimately, I had absolutely no idea what we were walking out of school for. And honestly, probably were things that I completely disagreed with. But I didn't care because I was out of school and I would have done anything to leave school at any time. That's what you do when you're in school. You try to leave school. If you can leave school without getting in trouble for leaving school, you leave school. That's what you do. Now,
no.
If they punish you, right? If they punish you for leaving school, well, then you might not leave school. Right. The reason why you don't skip school every single day is because you realize you'll get in trouble for it. It's not because you think you're going to learn something or miss out on learning. It's because you're going to get in trouble and you don't want to get in trouble. That's the only reason people go to school. This is breaking news to many people in the world,
no,
I suppose.
I think if I understand you correctly, you're saying kids don't want to go to school, nor do they appreciate it.
No.
Wow. Okay.
That's amazing commentary, right. I know.
But so you're saying then that these kids don't care, really. Some of them may.
Absolutely.
But a lot of them don't give a flying crap. Well, they're just getting out of school.
When you look at these issues, you'll find typically, as we've seen even in Parkland, there's a lot of kids that are pro Second Amendment that are coming out and saying, hey, it's important that we have to protect these rights. You know what that kid in North Dakota is doing that's pro-Second Amendment? Walking out of school. They're all walking out of school because you're telling them it's okay to leave school. That's why they're leaving school. Now, sure, there's some activists that are anti-gun and their parents are anti-gun, and then they're going to walk out and they're going to be anti-gun, at least for the day. And I'm not saying that there's not people who are really... You know, obviously, the closer you are to this, the more real it is.
So let me go to Florida. Kim in Florida, your eighth grade.
Good morning, Glenn.
How are you?
Your
eighth grade student is involved.
Their school is doing what's called a walk-in, so they're not leaving campus. They're not allowed to leave campus. They're going into the courtyard. They're going to have 17 minutes of silence, and then the chorus will be singing. My son will be singing because he's in chorus, and it's in memory of the people who lost their lives. I called the school to verify that there was no political anything because I've seen how students can be just useful idiots. And they assured me that this is not, they don't want anything political. It's just in memory and to show respect and to have silence. They're singing Kumbaya and...
Oh, my gosh.
I forget the
name. literally
singing Kumbaya.
But still, that's a fine way to deal with
and,
it, right?
You know, like, and there's probably some teachers who are, like, trying to get these kids quiet for 17 minutes is... I mean, if they'll stand quietly, I'm going to go take a nap in the teacher's room. Thank God they're quiet.
Look, obviously, it's great to show, you know,
respect
and that's, you know, that's real and it's got nothing to do with politics. Yeah. And that's a much better way of doing it than letting the kids walk out.
Let me go ahead.
We asked him at the dinner table last night, what is this for? And all he could say is it was about the shooting in Parkland and the kids that died. So he didn't know the whole realm of what could be involved in a walk-in or a walk-out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure that he understood what it was about if he was going to participate, not just follow blindly.
Right.
And they really did say it's just to show respect. It's not a protest in any way, and they would not allow it to be a protest.
Okay. Well, I'd be anxious to hear if that's what the promises kept there on that one. Thanks, Kim. I appreciate it. So you don't want your kids, let's say, you know, walking around, you know, just being a useful idiot. Like I'm watching on TV in New York, a sign that says the NRA KKK. You know.
And then USA, by the way.
And then US.
Yeah. Don't forget that they're calling the entire country a group of KKK members.
So that's great. I'd be so proud. Tim in Connecticut. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Bitline. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Seemed to be professionally printed, sign, too. That's interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
A student, I guess they just went to the local...
Kinko's.
Kinko's? Okay,
yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm here in Newtown, and the kids, it's cold for them to protest outside, so they're doing it in the gym protest. They're walking in. Instead of walking out, you know, kids in Connecticut are brave. Yeah, they really want to show their, you know, what they really stand for, what they really believe in. So instead of walking out of school or staying home from school, we go to the gym because we got a snowstorm last night, you know?
Right.
Well, I mean, look, again, I think, honestly, like, they're talking about school safety. If you have kids go out in freezing cold temperatures, it's probably not a good idea.
If you have kids leave the school premises... Even in Florida or Africa, it's not good for safety.
It's also true that being in school is still one of the safest places your child can be. Yes,
no,
statistically, that is accurate.
It's not
I mean,
true.
That doesn't mean we don't protect them. That doesn't mean we don't add security to schools. We don't try to address these specific threats. But, like,
listen,
doing absolutely nothing from where we are still, it's one of the safest places
they
can
be. Did you see all the number of shoes that were put on the Capitol steps yesterday? You didn't see this?
I did not see anything. I did not see a shoe related.
There were 7,000 shoes that were dropped on the Capitol lawn yesterday. 7,000.
Shoes?
Shoes. Children's shoes. Okay? Of all the 7,000 children that are not here. Now, I'd like to go drop the 60 million baby shoes on the front lawn of Planned Parenthood.
Babies largely don't wear shoes, though. I mean, really.
And baby socks?
Baby socks.
Baby socks.
More
I'd like to
be more effective.
Like, well, it may not be more effective, but it'd be more realistic. Baby socks.
I know, that's a lot of socks.
A lot of socks. And that's why I haven't done it yet today.
An expensive protest.
Yeah, well, because, you know, you can. All kids. You say to him, hey, let's put 7,000, you know, kids' shoes on the lawn of the Capitol building. And, of course, the kids organize that like that. You know what I mean? There's no adults involved.
Oh, no.
There's no special interest involved in that. That's just all kid power right there. 7,000 all spread out on the lawn. That's the mind of a 14-year-old and the organizing power of 14-year-olds all across the country. But 60 million baby shoes. That might take a little while, and an adult.
Now, is it true that to organize a protest to honor the kids who have been killed in these attacks, do you have to be on the side of Louis Farrakhan and dislike Jews? Is that something because it seems like all of these are done by the Women's March people, who are very tied closely tied to Louis Farrakhan.
No,
and I don't.
No,
you know, I
don't.
Feel like the dislike of Jews really has nothing to do with gun violence or honoring children.
Just because you're talking about the 2-3 six or seven people that mm-hmm. are on the board of directors that are with Louis Farrakhan at his latest conference, sat there while he said those horrible things about white people's time is coming.
And Jews are the enemy?
And Jews are the enemy, mm-hmm. and they will all be wiped out. Just because they sat through that and then had photos taken afterwards with Louis Farrakhan, that doesn't mean that.
It doesn't? It doesn't mean that? Because it seems like it would mean that for anyone else. It seems like, I don't know, if you had a Tea Party organizer who sat through speech after speech about how bad Jews are or how bad blacks are. In fact, you've made comparisons on the air to the Holocaust, saying we got to make sure this doesn't happen again. It looks like it's happening in Iran. And the ADL comes out and criticizes you for it. Now, the ADL has been critical of Farrakhan as well. But it doesn't seem to get any pickup outside of Jake Tapper. He's the only person in the mainstream media who seems to be noticing this and putting any pressure on Democrats who are still, to this day, meeting with Farrakhan.
Well, what's good about this, Stu, is that Twitter's all over Farrakhan. He's never been allowed to have a Twitter feed.
He still has one.
No, because they stop hate.
He tweets things about the Jews all the time.
No.
Seems to be one of his top topics.
No.
It's trending on Lewis's little feed there.
Huh.
Not a fan of Jews. A supporter.
You know what? Twitter was on the walkout. That's what happened. As soon as they get back in, they're going to take care of Louis Farrakhan's Twitter feed. Let me go to Julie in North Carolina. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Glenn and Stu. I want to say I'm very proud of my children for not walking out. My son's number one in his senior class, and some of his AP professors gave them extra credit for actually staying in class and learning. They said they could do more for the children in Florida by showing them how safe it is in school, statistically.
Shut up. Wow. Wait a minute. Hold it just a second. A teacher is giving America, we may have slipped through another wormhole. a teacher is giving extra credit for staying in class.
Yeah, because he said just the trend, not going against the trend and actually sitting in for what you believe, which is the Second Amendment. And this is his AP European History class professor. He gave them all extra credit for those who wanted to stay in and just didn't walk out.
Oh, my gosh. Julie,
that's awesome.
That's awesome. I'm moving to North Carolina. Thank you so much. Let me go to Beth in Texas.
Hey, Glenn.
How you doing?
I was telling your screener that when my son was much younger and the Connecticut shooting had just taken place, I had to explain. We were talking. We're very close. I said, tell me, son, that brave principal that threw herself in front of all those kids, how many people do you think would have passed away had she had a firearm? And he held up his hand in a big zero. He's now 15 years old, and it's like to him – We're constantly talking about the gun-free zones. He thinks that the whole thing is just off the charts, nuts. He understands. It's like he just has a complete inherent understanding that that's what's causing all this. We have firearms in the home, and he's just always been taught to be respectful of them.
Beth, I have to tell you, I just said to the last person, I'm moving to North Carolina. And then you call up and I realize, oh, yeah, that's why I live in Texas. Thank you so much. God bless you and your son. Paying off a debt can take forever and it piles up fast, but it doesn't have to be this way. With American Financing at AmericanFinancing.net. I want you to call American Financing because if you have some equity in your home, you can refinance to consolidate and pay off that debt, and it'll make life a lot easier. Is it the right situation? I don't know. But you can call the salary-based mortgage consultants at American Financing. They work for you. They don't work for the bank. They get the same amount of money if you buy a loan or you don't buy a loan. They're representing you. So that's different than most banks. So they're not going to give you something that is not going to be good and best in your interest. So if you're trying to refinance, you want to buy a house, you want to consolidate, American Financing can review your current mortgage, can look at options that may lower your monthly payments, help you achieve a better financial status. And with American Financing, you can get a straightforward and effortless mortgage experience. It's American Financing. Call them now, 800-906-2440, 800 906-2440. It's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Glenn Beck, Mercury.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you know today's candidates want perks they can enjoy every day. Give them the healthy, active office culture they're looking for with Veridesk Standing Desk Solutions. The new Veridesk ProDesk 60 Electric is a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes. To learn more about the ProDesk 60 Electric, visit Veridesk.com/radio. That's VARIDesk.com/radio.
This is a hijack situation!
This Friday.
Welcome to Entebbe, Uganda.
No hijacker has ever taken a plane this far away.
Witness the most daring rescue mission.
It's a huge risk.
The world has ever seen.
Are you ready to kill? Are you ready to die?
4 stars.
Here we go.
It will leave you gasping for air.
Everybody get down!
7 days in Entebbe. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters this Friday.
One website to stream them all. RadioAggieland.com has all our station shows, Aggie and High School Sports, 1620 WTAW.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely Commercial Mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get between $1,500 and $2,400 off select Gravely Commercial zero-turn mowers during the Gravely Mow the Distance sales event. Simply visit ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today.
ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, sale ends March 24th. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
This is a hijack situation!
This Friday.
Welcome to Entebbe, Uganda.
No hijacker has ever taken a plane this far away.
Witness the most daring rescue mission.
It's a huge risk.
The world has ever seen.
Are you ready to kill? Are you ready to die?
4 stars.
Here we go.
It will leave you gasping for air.
Everybody get down!
7 days in Entebbe. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters this Friday.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you know today's candidates want perks they can enjoy every day. Give them the healthy, active office culture they're looking for with Veridesk Standing Desk Solutions. The new Veridesk ProDesk 60 Electric is a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes. To learn more about the ProDesk 60 Electric, visit Veridesk.com/radio. That's VARIDesk.com/radio.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Go to Zone1150.com and make your picks for Zone Madness, and you can win $500 and a Zone prize package from Brew Supply, Haas, and World of Beer. It's March. The field is set. You have till 11 a.m. Thursday to pick the entire field. If you're the greatest bracketologist in all the land, you could score $500 and more. This year, for the first time ever, we have a second chance bracket. Go now, make your picks now. Play Zone Madness at Zone1150.com. Thanks to Brew Supply, Haas, and World of Beer.
News Talk 1620.
Glenn Beck.
I can't. I'm a little humbled right now by the bravery of so many people. In case you don't know, Viacom, MTV and all of Viacom, they have decided that they are going to shut down next hour in solidarity with the school walkouts, they're going to, all of their stations going dark for 17 minutes.
Powerful.
It is really powerful. That's so brave of them to go dark for 17 minutes. Hey, Stu, by the way, before I forget, I've got a question about tonight's TV show. When is the first commercial break usually on TV?
About 17 minutes after the hour.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyway, Viacom, so brave of you.
Oh, my gosh.
To break, you're not going to lose any money because you can make it back in time for that first commercial break. But, wow.
Well, and the important thing is, I know MTV, too.
Mm-hmm.
They will be returning right after the 17 minutes of silence to honor the children, mm-hmm. The high school children they're talking about. With the program 16 and Pregnant. Which is going
to
really...
Which would sound like a joke to some. To the cynics. But it's not.
But you can flip over to MTV instead and get Catfish, the TV show, which is great.
Not the first 17 minutes.
Not the first... No,
but right after the first commercial
break. Well, you have 17 minutes, then the commercial break.
Right.
They'll rejoin the previously scheduled program, either 16 and Pregnant or Catfish.
Oh, man, that's brave of them.
I agree. And I just hope, Glenn... that we can get through today with these students walking out. And I just hope they are not thinking or praying while
they're
walking
out. No, they're not.
Okay, no thinking or praying going on?
There's no thoughts, no prayers happening.
Okay, good.
Because that's useless.
Useless. And praying is useless.
It's useless. And Viacom, oh, man. Brave. Brave.
Glenn Beck, Mercury.
So more bad news about that huge data breach with a major credit bureau. Turns out 2.4 million additional Americans were impacted. Brings the total to only 147.9 million Americans, the largest breach of personal information in history. The original 145 million had their social security numbers impacted. The additional 2.4 had their names and driver's licenses stolen. There are so many threats today with the connected world that we live in, and it takes just one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect you against threats to your identity and to the devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If you have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code BECK for 10% off your first year. That's promo code BECK for an additional 10% off at LifeLock.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-670-4040. That's 800-670-4040. 800-670-4040. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Before you drive away, figure out how to hook up to your Bluetooth. Now you can drive from coast to coast and still listen to your favorite station, 1620 WTAW.
Give me a chance while I'm in foster care. Volunteer to speak up for me in court.
Give me a chance. Be by my side during meetings with lawyers and social workers so I don't feel lost and alone.
Give me a chance and volunteer to keep me safe while they help me reach a permanent and loving home.
Become a court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteer. Your time can help keep neglected and abused children safe, giving them a chance at finding happiness. Every child deserves a chance. It's you. Visit BecomeACASA.org today.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
We've got a wave in the air and a stream on the net. RadioAggieland.com has all our stations and Aggie Sports. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.